Patrick clutched his shoulder, shaking his head frantically. "I have to," Roland said, and of course he did. This was his job, not Patrick's, and he had been wrong to try and make the boy do it in the first place. If he succeeded, fine and well. If he failed, and was blown apart here at the edge of Can Conoré, at least that dreadful pulling would cease. The gunslinger took a deep breath, then leaped from cover and at the rose. At the same moment, Patrick clutched at him again, trying to hold him back. He grabbed a fold of Roland's coat and twisted him off true. Roland landed clumsily on his side. The gun flew out of his hand and fell in the tall grass. The Crimson King screamed. The gunslinger heard both triumph and fury in that voice. And then came the approaching whine of another sneech. Roland closed his mittened right hand around the stem of the rose. The thorns bit through the tough deerskin as if it were no more than a coating of cobwebs, then into his hand. The pain was enormous, but the song of the rose was sweet. He could see the blaze of yellow deep in its cup, like the blaze of a sun, or a million of them. He could feel the warmth of blood filling the hollow of his palm and running between the remaining fingers. It soaked the deerskin, blooming another rose on its scuffed brown surface. And here came the sneech that would kill him, blotting out the rose's song, filling his head and threatening to split his skull. The stem never did break. In the end, the rose tore free of the ground, roots and all. Roland rolled to his left, grabbed his gun and fired without looking. His heart told him there was no longer time to look. There was a shattering explosion, and the warm air that buffeted his face this time was like a hurricane. Close, very close that time. The Crimson King screamed his frustration, "Eeeeh!" and the cry was followed by multiple approaching whistles. Patrick pressed himself against the pyramid, face first. Roland, clutching the rose in his bleeding right hand, rolled onto his back, raised his gun, and waited for the sneeches to make their turn. When they did, he took care of them, one and two and three.